keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Parking lots at the Kansas State Fairgrounds remain closed. You can park at the Sports Arena, Uptown Mall, or Bowl 3PL and take a shuttle to the fairgrounds. However, there is handicap parking available near Gates 5 and 9. Flags across Kansas will be lowered to half staff tomorrow. Governor Kelly issued the order to honor the Americans killed in the September 11th terror attacks 24 years ago. The city of Valley Center reminds you to watch for roofing scams in the wake of this week's storms. If a contractor comes to your door, that you should always ensure that they have proper permits in your community. In Valley Center, the city says you can always call City Hall if you have a question about a contractor's permits. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Farmers and ranchers continue facing economic challenges. Farm Bureau economist Barrett Nelson says there's been an economic squeeze going on for several years.
Look at USDA's recent price indexes for crop producers. The index for prices paid for supplies, repairs, inputs, things like that, has been higher than the index for prices received for our crops grown over the last 5 years.
Nelson says the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors will decide soon to either lower interest rates or leave them where they are.
This would keep inflation from increasing again, but it would also continue to dig deeper into our farmers' pockets.
If there's a rate decrease, it would slow the interest-to-income ratio, but could risk inflation flaring up again. Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise partly cloudy. High of 82, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms 64. Slight chance for showers tomorrow, highs level off around 86, partly cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 60 degrees.
Schindel Pest Control of Concordia has been family-owned and operated for over 78 years in North Central Kansas. They offer complete insect and rodent control month-to-month or for a one-time service. They can treat both your home and business. Call Schindel Pest Control at 243-2554. That's 243-2554 to protect your business, home, and family today. Spiders, mice, bedbugs, termites, and more. Let them eliminate those pesky pests at Schindel Pest Control in Concordia.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Kansas City Chiefs have told the NFL they wish to be considered for the game in Ireland next year, 3 weeks out from the first ever regular season game in Dublin between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Minnesota Vikings. The Chiefs, who kicked off the season with a loss to the Chargers in Sao Paulo, Brazil, are keen to continue their global push by trying to play in Dublin on September 28th. America's game will roll into the Irish capital when the Steelers and Vikings battle it out at Croke Park. Over 600,000 people were trying to get tickets online in the initial sales for earlier this summer. Many supporters were left frustrated after being stuck in the queue for hours. Laura Krung, the Chiefs marketing officer and executive vice president, has indicated the team's desire to play in the Irish capital. This week, they released news about their international plans, including a launch of a range of international themed mascots. Casey O'Wolf is the new Irish mascot that will attempt to tap into the local culture and represent the team across Ireland. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Fall into big savings at Bedker Supply in Beloit. Stop in for their always popular customer appreciation event on Tuesday, September 16th from 11 to 3:30 with deals you won't want to miss. 10% off all Milwaukee tools. Score a high output 6.0 Milwaukee battery for just $149. Check out their deals on heated gear and other must-have items at discount. It's all happening at their warehouse at 205 Willow Springs Way up by Highway 24 in Beloit. These deals are one day only, so make sure and mark your calendar to stop in between 11 and 3:30 on Tuesday, September 16th. Bedker Supply in Milwaukee, powering your fall.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies moved to 6-0 last night at home, defeating Thunder Ridge in 2 and Osborne in 2. Osborne defeated Thunder Ridge in 2. In St. John's, St. John's Beloit Tipton defeated Stockton in 2 and defeated Pike Valley in 2. Coach Joel Struckoff, Kennington football coach, said he knew what he was getting into when he traveled to Sylvan Lucas to play a great Sylvan Lucas team that has a great weight room and an experienced coach in Ben Labertue. He said the Mustangs were physical and ran the ball all over him. Although there were a lot of great points, including the passing game, Struckoff looks forward to improving this week after getting beat 56-20 by Sylvan Lucas. Looking forward to a great game against Rock Hills this Friday.
Yeah, like you said, Coach Labertue there at Sylvan always has a really tough ball club, a really physical ball club. They don't do anything super special, but they do everything extremely well, and that's what we ran into Friday night. Felt like we maybe missed out on a few opportunities early that maybe could have changed a little bit of the game. I'm not going to say it would have completely changed the outcome of the game, but missed a few opportunities week one, you know, a lot of things that we can fix. And like I said early on, you know, I talked to you preseason that when you play a Coach Labertue team, you've got to be ready to be play physical right away. And I felt like maybe that was one of the things we struggled with there, is that we just didn't match their intensity, didn't match their physicality. And if you can't match physicality with Sylvan, you're probably going to have a long night. And it kind of turned into that a little bit. You know, our pass game was really good. You know, had Evan Slavik with 170 receiving yards. Tate Foreman, I think, threw for 284. So, honestly, we were able to move the ball extremely well. It's just we didn't capitalize in situations where we really needed to capitalize. I think, you know, got down there to about the 3 or 4 yard line, didn't convert, fumbled on about the 20 yard line. Just a lot of those things that you really have to be efficient with your offense and put up some yards, but just couldn't capitalize on a lot of those situations. Like we're, you know, just power football. I feel like, you know, not a whole lot to say there in regards to what he did. I mean, he just kind of ran us over and was a more physical player than what we were, that night. I feel like, you know, it's just straight downhill, and he did a very good job of getting downhill, making one cut, and just going. You know, like you said, that was the first thing that I mentioned to our boys, is week one to week two is when everybody improves a lot. And if you look at that game, there were a lot of turnovers there early by Rock Hills that, you know, if you don't put those turnovers into the game, that game probably was going to be a completely different ball game. And I feel like, you know, like you said, week one to week two, you're going to cut down on those things there. So we have to be ready. Like you said, they're a huge team, and they're going to play a very physical brand of football that we saw that we just didn't do a very good job with this last week. So have to be mentally, physically there this week.
At Boutique 602, they're falling in love with fall. Come see what's upstairs at the hair shop in downtown Downs. They've got artificial flowers so pretty, even the real ones are jealous. Candles that smell like autumn, dreams, gifts galore, and unique home decor. And yes, gift cards for the ladies who know what they want. Meanwhile, the hair shop downstairs, Katie and Mandy are snipping, coloring, and styling like it's their superpower. Call 454-6670. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to noon, or late by appointment. Fall in love with both floors. The hair shop at Boutique 602 in Downs. Closed Friday, September 12th.
Backpacks? Check. Notebooks? Check. Healthy kids? Let's make that a big check. As your family gears up for back to school, make sure student health is at the top of your list. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, we're here to keep your kids thriving from sports physicals to well child checks to sick day needs. OCMH provides friendly care available locally because healthy students are happy learners. Call Goad Medical Clinic at 785-346-2510 for all your family's wellness needs.
Plum Creek Restaurant in downtown Beloit has a menu with a wide variety of quality cuisine, featuring hand-cut steaks, delicious sandwiches, burgers, salads, and pasta, mouth-watering appetizers, and more. Plum Creek Restaurant is open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. For a night on the town or just a laid-back nightcap, visit their Down Under Bar, The Dub, Monday through Saturday, 5 to close. Event catering, or let them do it all with their event spaces, perfect for private parties, large banquets, or wedding receptions. Plum Creek Restaurant and The Dub in Beloit.
Your story isn't finished. It's just getting better. At Mitchell County Hospital Health System's Senior Life Enrichment Program, we specialize in helping older adults navigate life's changes with positivity and purpose. Let us help you reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety while we uncover new opportunities to thrive and grow. Visit mchks.com to learn more or call 785-534-1536 today. Senior Life Enrichment, where the best is yet to come.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.